Praise the Lord. Message number 99. The title of the message: The Second Coming of Christ, Part 6. The Book of Revelation, Chapter 4, 5, 6, and 7. In this message, we will read. We'll continue reading the Book of Revelation. We had read chapter 1 to 3 that speak about the message that the Lord had sent to his churches to warn them to be ready for his coming. In this part we will read, start reading from chapter 4. Chapter 4 and 5 speak more or less about the rapture, where the scene John will be taken by the Spirit, and the Lord will show him a scene in heaven, the throne of God. And chapter 6 and 7 in the book of Revelation will speak and tackle the beginning of the period of tribulation, that the Lord will send his wrath on earth after he would take or catch away his people, we who are ready for his second coming. Before we continue the message and start to read Book of Revelation chapter 4, let's bow our head and pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Bless this time, O Lord, and not my lips. And whatever the purpose of yours in sending this message to your church, I pray it will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that this word of yours will prepare your church and your people and your servants and those who serve you for your coming, so that all of us will be with you when you will come to take us. Lord, I pray for clarity, put words and verses, so that those who listen will understand your will and they know what you want them to do and what you want them to be. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's read chapter 4 from the book of Revelation. As we read, we'll explain as the Holy Spirit give us word. After this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in the heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." Here the voice is telling him, I will show you what must take place after the warning that will be sent to the churches, what will be the thing that next will happen in the life of the church and in the life of the people of God. At once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian. A rainbow resembling an emerald encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had the crowns of gold on their heads. Now, here is the throne of God Almighty. And around the throne, there are 24 thrones, other thrones. These are 24 elders. And here, those elders represent the saints of the Old Testament, the the 12 tribes of Israel, the patriarchs and their tribes, those who are saints who die before the coming of Christ, well, and they were obedient to the Lord. The 12 of the 24 elders represent those who follow God according to the word of God before the coming of Christ. And the 12 of the 24 elders, those represent the 12 apostles of Christ and the multitude of people who follow God according to the word of Christ, including here the saints of the New Testament. And we who are still alive at the second coming of Christ, is more or less the scene here is about the rapture, the throne of God in heaven, and the whole saints, those of the Old Testament and the New Testament saints, including those who are dead in Christ, the follower of God, and we who are still alive when the Lord would come. Verse 5, from the throne came flashes of lightning, rumbling and peals of thunder before the throne. 7 were lamps were blazing. These are the 7 spirits of God. So we find here God the Father on the throne, and God the Holy Spirit is also there. Verse 6, also before the throne there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center, around the throne, were 4 living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in the front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, second was like an ox, the third had a face like a man, the fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the 4 living creatures has 6 wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings, day and night. They never stop saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and is to come." In the book of Ezekiel, when God showed a vision to Ezekiel, these 4 living creatures, they were there around the throne of God. But in this scene there is something different. The thrones of the 24 elders, they were not there in the book of Ezekiel, but in the book of Revelation they are there. And most likely those are not those who are being saved, the 24 only, but those represent the whole number of saints, the whole people of God who follow God from the time of creation till the time the Lord will come and take us. Include those who are dead and they will be raised, those who are dead in Christ, those who are followers of God, when the Christ will come, they will, first they will go down with him, and we who are still alive will be caught up in there and be with the Lord, will meet the Lord in the cloud, and we'll be with him, and we'll be together, one people of God, forever. Verse 9, whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sit on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. And that will be our work when the Lord will take us. The only things we will do, we will worship the Lord. We'll have our glorified body and worshiping the Lord. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, verse 11, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." Chapter 5. Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept and wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and his seven seals." Here the scroll is God's wrath on those who left behind, on the inhabitants of the earth, those who were not ready when the Lord had come. And here, who will open the scroll? Who is worthy to open it? Mention here that the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 6, "Then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain." That is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who died for our sin, who had been slain on the cross for our sin, who shed his blood for atonement for our sin, for the whole sin of the world. But only those who repent, they will have the right to be with us, with the Lord, in the kingdom of God. Where was the lamb looking as it had been slain? Was standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He came and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints." Now here clearly that we find that in the middle there is the throne of God. God the Father is there, God the Holy Spirit is there, and God the Son is there in the form of the Lamb of God. So here we find the Trinity, the three persons of the Trinity, three persons of the Triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three of them are present in one scene. And that's very good teaching for those who want to be enlightened about the Triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The three in one are there in the scene. Three persons, but one God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Here, God the Father have the scroll in his hand, the Holy Spirit around him, the Spirit of God. And then God the Son, he took the scroll from the hand of God the Father. Verse 9, when that happened, the four living creatures and the 24 elders, mean the whole body of Christ that is around the throne, those who will be with us, with the Lord at the time of his second coming, together we will sing to the Lord. What are we going to sing? And they sang a song, a new song. "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and a priest to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." As the Lord purchases with his blood, he sanctifies us and he cleans us, and we are the priests of the Lord. Verse 11, then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Then I hear every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them say and all that is in them singing, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. The four living creatures said Amen, and the elders fell down and worshipped. Book of Revelation chapter 6. Here we finish chapter 4 and 5. There is rejoicing in heaven around the throne of God, throne of Jesus. We who are saved with the whole body of believers from time creation till the time that the Lord will come and take us with him to be with the Lord forever. We were and we will be worshipping the Lord in the cloud. Book of Revelation chapter 6. We will read, I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. Then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a loud voice like thunder, come. I looked and there before me was a white horse. This rider held a bow and he was given a crown and he rode out as a conqueror bent on conquest. So here the beginning where the Lord going to send his wrath on the earth. He conquered the earth. He controlled the earth. Verse 3, when the Lamb opened the second seal, the Lamb of God, he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come. Then another horse come out, a fiery red on. His rider was given a power to take peace from the earth and to make men slay each other. To him was given a large sword. Here there will be no peace at the time of the tribulation. It's here the beginning of the tribulation. There will be no peace. There will be people killing each other by sword. People that become more aggressive. You will read more, verse 5, what will happen more in the period of the tribulation. When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come. I looked and there before me was a black horse. Its rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a day's wages and three quarts of barley for a day's wages, and do not damage the oil and the wine. Here, speaking about economic crisis during the period of tribulation, the people will eat with the ration. There's a limited amount of food. That's where part of God's wrath on those who left. There will be famine and hunger during the period of tribulation. So not only killing and death and fight, but there is also stomach will be hungry. Verse 7, when the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I hear the voice of the fourth living creature say, come. I look and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, and plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth. Here we find not only famine and war and murders, but there will be also in the during period of tribulation there will be plagues, epidemics of diseases, viruses, and many they will die by sicknesses. The Lord spoke about the period of tribulations in Luke chapter 21, and we will read from verse 20 what the Lord has said would happen in the period of tribulation. Verse 20 to verse 26. When you see Jerusalem being surrounded by armies, you will know that its desolation is near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountain. Let those in the city get out. And let those in the country not enter the city. For this is the time of punishment in fulfillment of all that has been written. How dreadful it will be in those days for a pregnant woman and nursing mothers. There will be great distress in the land and wrath against this people. They will fall by the sword and will be taken as prisoners to all the nations. Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, moon and stars. On the earth, nation will be in anguish and in perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the world, for the heaven bodies will be shaken. At that time they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with a power and a great glory. Here will be what will happen during the period of tribulation. The Lord also spoke about this period in the book of Matthew chapter 24. Book of Matthew chapter 24 and verse 21 and verse 22. The Lord say, for then there will be a great distress, unequal from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be called again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive, but for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. During the period of tribulation, God will send his wrath, and also Satan will maximize his evil work, because he knows that his time is short. He will be captured and he will be thrown into the abyss. So he wants to kill more and bring more with him to hell. But also during the period of tribulation, there will be also work of the Holy Spirit. Those who are left behind, some of them, they will revive. They will come to their senses and they will repent. They will be remember what they had been told, but they did not follow. And they were not ready when the Lord had come to take us. So the Holy Spirit will revive them. They will stand firm. But most of those people, they will be persecuted. Those who left behind, they will be persecuted to prove that they are true Christians and true followers of God. And most of them, they will be executed and put to death. And that's the proof of their faith in God. In the book of Revelation chapter 6 verse 9, when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. Now what we teach that we need to be ready when the Lord would come, so he would take us. We don't need to go into the period of tribulation. If you are ready, when the Lord will come and take us, you will be taken with us, with the Lord. You will not go into the period of tribulation. So what we teach you be ready now. Because during the period of tribulation, it will be very hard period. There will be very heavy persecution, and you may not be able to make it. Verse 10, they called out in a loud voice, "How long, Sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood?" Then each one of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and brothers who were to be killed as they had been was completed. So what is here? That those people, they will be also raptured during the period of tribulation. They were executed and killed, but they will be taken when the full number of those who will stand firm during the period of tribulation will be completed. Now from this group we know that during the period of tribulation there will be work of the Holy Spirit, and there will be people also will be saved. But we don't teach that still you will have chance if you will not be able to make it and the Lord would come, still you will have chance. No, we teach don't wait for the period of tribulation, because it will be very hard. As the Lord say in the book of Matthew chapter 24 verse 21, "For then there will be a great distress unequal from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be called again." In verse 22, "If those days had not been cut short, no one would be survived. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened." The Lord, for the sake of those who would repent during the period of tribulation, He will shorten these days, so that they will be safe. Those who stand firm, they will be no tortured no more fathers, so that they can stand firm their faith on the faith, and they will not renounce the name of the Lord. Because during the period of tribulation, the persecution to those who left behind, the persecution to those who will stand firm will be more heavy than now. The Lord, for the sake of those who will repent during the period of tribulation, He will shorten these days so that they can be saved and they can be caught with us also with the Lord. Some people, they explain, because they are, as we're going to read from chapter 6 to chapter 19, there will be a group of people, we will find them, they will be saved and caught up on the air with us. Because of these groups that we're going to read, that they are saved during the period of tribulation, some people, they said that the rapture will happen during the tribulation. That is not correct, because there are good scriptures we have read that the rapture will be sudden, and those who are ready will be taken. Two will be in the field, one will be taken, the other will be left behind. So there is no sign of tribulation yet. There is no period of tribulation. The atmosphere when He will come is normal. People doing their normal daily living. We will be living in a normal way, doing our normal life activity, and the Lord will come, will take us. We need to be ready. And those who are not ready, they will be left behind. So here, the rapture will happen before the tribulation, but during the period of tribulation, there will be people will be safe. God still will give certain chance to those who are willing to repent during the period of tribulation. Verse 12, we'll continue reading. "I watched as He opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red, and the stars in the sky fell to earth as late figs drop from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The sky receded like a scroll, rolling up, and every mountain in Iceland was removed from its place. It's a very terrible situation. As if God is putting the earth in a washing machine. As if God is putting the whole earth in a machine that mills the meat. Or put the earth in a grinder to grind the earth. Then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and every slave and every free man hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountain. They called to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand? This is a real description of what would happen during the period of tribulation. The stars will be falling like a fruit from a tree. Just imagine how it will be terrible on those who left behind, on those who are living on earth at that period. Chapter 7, Revelation chapter 7. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth to prevent any wind from blowing on the land or on the sea or on any tree. Then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea, "Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God." Then I hear the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 from all the tribes of Israel. During the period of tribulation, here we find the angels telling the other angels, don't send the wrath now until we complete sealing the forehead of the servant of our gods. Here the Lord will give a chance to the Jews, because mentioned here, from all the tribes of Israel, there will be special consideration for the Jewish people. The 144,000 is not the total people who is going to be saved. Not the total number of those who are saved. But this is the number that represents that what the Lord will give chance for the Jewish people to repent and get saved and rapture and caught in there and meet the Lord with us during the period of tribulation. Verse 5, from the tribe of Judah 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben 12,000 will be sealed. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000. From the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000. Those are the Jewish people, for the sake of Abraham, for the sake of the covenant of God with Abraham. He will still give chance for Israel, for the people of God who refuse to receive Christ and who are rebellious and stubborn, still God, for the sake of Abraham, he will give them chance during the period of tribulation to be saved. Those who are willing to receive Christ during the period of tribulation and follow God according to his word and to save him and to save God, they will be sealed and they will be taken and raptured with us and meet the Lord in the cloud during the period of tribulation. Verse 9, after this I look, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people and language, standing before the throne and in the front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they? And where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Those will stand firm during the period of tribulation. They will be also giving chance to be saved. We met here in chapter 6 and 7, two groups. First group, those who left behind when the Lord had would come, they were not ready. They passed through tribulation and repented. The second group here is the Jewish who would be willing to follow Christ, and they will be also added to the people who will be around the throne of God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word to us. And I pray that these words of yours will inspire us as a church to live in holiness, to do the work of yours, knowing that you are in full control, not to fear, but to go forward and serve you wholeheartedly, knowing that what you want in your word will come true. God, I pray that this message will help many to get revived and stand on their feet and say no to sin, no to the worldliness, and no to the compromising, and to go forward in serving you. Lord, take this message and make it reach those who are in need to hear your word. And Lord, receive glory and honor and praise. And whatever the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished, and you receive the fruit that you desire in the life of your church and your people. We thank you and we bless you. Oh Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm, so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Christ's name. Amen and amen.